And then verse 17, Gilead abode beyond Jordan. And why did Dan remain in ships? He was busy in commerce. He didn't want to come. Asher continued on the seashore and abode him in the beaches. You know, human nature never changes. We're living in a day and have come through two world wars and the Korean War and now the Vietnam War. And these things that are mentioned here, there, they're commonplace today also. We find that there are those today that have from the beginning. They went into big business. They didn't help at all. They didn't join in. Very candidly, I don't know about you, and I ought not probably to interject this here, but when I see some of these young fellas that are hanging around that burn their draft card, and I think about that fine bunch of young fellas, and I've had quite a few of them in churches I've served, that they went right to the front and some of them gave their lives, I just have to put it down, friends, that I feel like this woman here did. There's great searchings of heart. They let their country down, and they shouldn't have done that. Now we're told here Zebulun and Naphtali were a people that jeopardized their lives under the death in the high places of the field, but there were two tribes that they really fought. Then we're told here the kings came and fought. Then fought the kings of Canaan and Taanak by the waters of Megiddo. They took no gain of money. Actually, they had some allies that were formerly enemies. They helped there at the waters of Megiddo. And this is up right near what will be Armageddon someday. Verse 20, they fought from heaven the stars in their courses, fought against Sisera. And again, we have this before us, and I don't think we're looking here at poetic language in any way whatsoever, friends. My feeling is that it could truly be said that in this particular case, and what it means, of course, is that heaven, that God, was against this enemy. That's the thing that's very important. Then we're told the river of Kishon swept them away, that ancient river, the river Kishon. O my soul, thou hast trodden down steps. Then we come to one of the strangest verses, and here's what it says, verse 23. Curse ye Meroz, said the angel of the Lord. Curse ye bitterly the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. Now, I very frankly do not know who Meroz is. I haven't any way of knowing, but there's one thing for sure. I wouldn't want to be Meroz. And I wouldn't want to be an inhabitant of that city, a Meroz. Notice the thing that is said, curse ye Meroz. They didn't come to help the work of the Lord. May I say to you that around us today there are multitudes of folk that are not coming to the help of the work of the Lord. This is something that's very important for us to see here.